KBND Morning News Time, 6:35. It's time for the news. This update is brought to you by CO Energy Propane, your hometown propane service provider since 2001. Find out more at coenergy.net. I'm Dave Jarvis, and in the news center, here's Lori Robb.
Good morning. It's a follow-up to a story we first told you about a few weeks ago. The Redmond High School principal, who was placed on leave, has now been fired. The school board voted to terminate Brian Lemos last night. They cited misconduct and performance issues. Lemos has been on paid leave since late August and wasn't at last night's meeting. Lee Loving will serve as an interim principal as the district conducts a search for the new Redmond High School principal. Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty let one of his investigators go last week. The employee, Sharon Sweet, is still employed on a part-time basis with Deschutes County. County Commissioner Alan Unger distanced the commissioning from the layoff.
It was his decision to manage his budget and to give her her walking papers. She's a quality employee. She's still an employee of Deschutes County, and we'll need to look to see how we can create a new fit, a new position.
County Commissioner Alan Unger was a guest on KBND's Your Town yesterday morning. The last remaining investigator in the DA's office has resigned. Jerry Stone's resignation was effective immediately, leaving the office with no investigators at that time. That was as of yesterday afternoon. Stone was hired last January to work 20 hours a week. He's a former Bend Police Lieutenant and worked for Bend Police for many years. Well, Redmond residents may have a new ice rink to skate on by Thanksgiving. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest.
The Redmond City Council approved the purchase of the equipment for the new rink at Tuesday night's City Council meeting. Mayor George Endicott says it will serve as the winter equivalent of the water feature at Centennial Park.
It gets families out together. It gives kids some exercise. Everybody kind of has a good time, you know. So that's why we're doing it, just a family-friendly another one of those in Redmond, which is what we're after.
The cost of the equipment will run about $130,000 with monthly utilities around $1,200. The skating will be free, but it will cost $3 to rent skates. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Downtown Bend Business Association says they are seeing some encouraging business activity right now. The head of the Downtown Bend Business Association, Chuck Arnold, says a total of 9 new businesses leasing space downtown recently means that their occupancy rate is a healthy 94%. Of those 9 businesses, 5 are brand new and 4 are relocating within or in the downtown area. Oregon voters may soon decide whether studded tires get banned in the state. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
You can't miss the sound of a car with studded tires driving by. Dave Thompson with ODOT says those metal studs wreck the roads.
They create that rut, water fills in, it can ice up, you can hydroplane on them.
The damage estimated at $50 million a year.
Creates wear and tear on the road that we then have to replace.
A private group has been approved to start collecting signatures to put a measure on the November 2012 ballot that would let voters decide if studded tires should be banned in Oregon. They need to collect 83,000 signatures to get the measure before voters.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says she plans to run for re-election. She told KBND News Tuesday that she planned to file the paperwork in Salem on Wednesday, and she did.
The last poll show I had 82% approval rating in my district, so I'm feeling pretty good that I've represented my constituents well.
She says there's no word yet on a Democratic challenger, but would welcome the competition and the opportunity to debate the issues. Well, it's time for a road trip. One of the best places to enjoy the fall season is nearby Hood River. The town was ranked on a new top 10 list from Yahoo Travel. The list looked at scenery, foliage, and community events. Hood River's First Friday activities, the Harvest Fest, and Heirloom Apple Celebration are key events that they mentioned. And coming up next on your local news at 7:05, friendly poker games could be coming soon to Lapine. We'll have a special report on that. And Oregon State Police and Deschutes County are investigating a case that involved a reported shooting between hunters near Benham Falls. That happened yesterday morning, and they are still investigating. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.